The heat was ungodly. Hot air blew through her hair as she drove her convertible down the dusty drive of the Sweetwater Ranch. The sun scorched over her skin, leaving her feeling parched and dry. July in South Texas. Only an idiot would live here. And only an idiot would fall in love with a man who had no intention of ever leaving this godforsaken place. Oh, hello. My name is Nikki Durant, and I'm an idiot. She pulled up to the sprawling ranch and cut the ignition. How desperate did it make her to come all the way out here to enlist the aid of a girl who might very well tell her to get lost? With a resigned sigh and the realization that she'd lost any and all pride when it came to JT, she hauled herself out of her car and traipsed up to the front door. Right now, she'd kill for air conditioning. She rang the doorbell, and a few seconds later, an older Hispanic lady answered. The lady smiled welcomingly. Hi, Nikki said lamely. Is Jasmine home? The woman beamed at her. I'm Carmen. Come in, come in. Jasmine is in the kitchen. Nikki stepped inside and closed her eyes in absolute pleasure as the frigid air washed over her damp hair. Carmen pointed across the room and nodded. Nikki walked nervously toward the kitchen, or what she assumed was the kitchen since Carmen had disappeared. She heard distant voices and quickened her step. When she rounded the corner, however, she put the brakes on, and her mouth gaped open. Jasmine was in a lip lock with Seth, who was not her husband. He had her backed against the counter, and their bodies were molded tightly against each other. Oops didn't even begin to cover it. Despite the fact that it was certainly none of her business, anger washed over Nikki. She liked Zane. Liked him a lot. He'd been her childhood hero when he'd stepped between her and three other kids who were determined to beat her into a pulp. And the fact that his wife was cheating on him with his brother pissed her off.
Jasmine, it appears we have company.
Seth's voice, husky from passion, hit Nikki all wrong. Her eyes narrowed as she glared at Jasmine. Never mind that she'd come here to enlist her help with JT. Right now, she wanted to kick her ass.
By all means, don't let me interrupt, Nikki said dryly.